Cousin Reed, Battle Creek, Michigan, 1870. Dear Cousin Reed, I think I promised to write in regard to Father and Mother White. They are now as comfortable as could be expected of them. Father has been very sick with fever. He had congestive chills. If he had been left to have had one more, he would have died. For 2 weeks he has had to be lifted like a child to sit up long enough to have his bed made, but he is now much better. James took him to ride today. Mother, poor mother, is so helpless. Her mind is gradually failing as her bodily strength decreases. We have given up our large parlor and parlor bedroom to them. Father has the bedroom, mother the parlor. When we pray, Mother seems to enjoy it and responds heartily. Her heart seems to be at ease. We sometimes think that they will not remain through the winter. We shall do all for their comfort that we can. I tell the members of my family that they have two to cook for and to care for. These aged children must be first. Their wishes must be consulted in everything. The rest of us must come secondary. Our parents must not be neglected in any case. Father is very cheerful. His mind is clear as it ever has been. When he rode out today, I think he appeared disappointed to find that he had so little strength. We thought that he was stronger until the matter was tested. We think that the work and toil of life has ended with Father and Mother. We love these aged pilgrims. They are going down to the grave, ripening up for the glorious resurrection morning when mortality will be swallowed up of life. The life-giver will break the fetters of the tomb and call forth the captives to immortal life. In much love, I remain. Yours affectionately. Postscript. My husband would write if he had time. Two of our editors are sick, and he has to fill their places. He has the work of three men upon him.